Coming up on KSDP News, decades of trawl surveys are helping Bering Sea climate research, and lawmakers have proposed constitutional protections for the PFD. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 8 p.m. Sam Tuesday, May 7th, 2017. There's a new tool to help scientists monitor how Bering Sea fisheries respond to a changing climate. Biologist Steve Barbeau of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center has created hundreds of graphics where 22 species of fish spend their time during different stages of life. The data's been around for a while. It comes from annual trawl surveys dating back to 1984. It was hard to analyze as a whole.
To understand the true impacts of climate change, we have to look across all potentially could be beneficial at one stage of its life, but harmful at another stage in its life.
Barbeau started small by looking at Greenland turbid temperature changes. When the fish develop from larvae into juveniles, they depend on a cold pool of water in the Bering Sea. But without it,
you get high natural mortality. So for them, at that settlement stage, versus pollock, where the impact potentially is more to do with at their midlife stage.
The graphics Barbeau created allow him to see the distribution of the Greenland turbid depth. When other scientists saw what he'd done, they wanted it for other species too. Now, the tool is available for 22 species of fish in the Bering Sea. Barbeau plans on updating the document as long as annual surveys come. A light earthquake struck early 60 miles south of Adakt. The 4.8 magnitude quake hit just after 1 a.m., according to the Quake Center. Seismologist Natalie Rupert says it was likely an aftershock from the strong 6.4 magnitude quake that shook the region yesterday. But Rupert says that doesn't rule out another large quake.
It's possible that there will be another magnitude 6 earthquake. In 2008, we actually had a magnitude 6.4 and 6.6 earthquakes in the same location just a day apart.
Feeling the light earthquake this morning or seeing any damage, officials say they're continuing to monitor this seismic. Overall, though, Alaska seismologists say continuing budget cuts are affecting their ability to detect and pinpoint earthquakes quickly. K200's Matt Miller has the story.
Helena Berman of the Alaska Earthquake Center testified before the House Finance Committee's subcommittee on the University of Alaska's budget. Berman said they have a fundamental government responsibility to lives and property, but she said 4 years of state budget cuts have affected their ability to maintain seismic monitoring network.
In August of last year, we suspended most field maintenance of the state's monitoring network. As a result, more than a quarter of our monitoring stations are offline as of today. With the seismic network deteriorating rapidly, an earthquake occurring right now will take longer to detect a poorer job.
She explained to lawmakers how their information is important for drafting building codes, setting insurance rates, mapping tsunami evacuation zones, and for engineers as they design every piece of infrastructure or construction project in the state. In a phone interview later, Berman explained how they have 150 seismic monitoring stations located in mostly remote areas around the state. The more stations that are placed around a fault line, the better the speed and accuracy in determining an earthquake's location and magnitude.
There is a seismometer which we dig into the ground, and then we usually have some sort of hut or structure that holds all the rest of the equipment, and that includes a large bank of batteries to keep the power running. It's on the side of the hut to keep the batteries charged, and radio communications equipment to transmit the data 24/7.
Berman says about 40 of those 150 stations are currently offline. Some of the common malfunctions include wildlife getting into the huts and chewing on the cables and equipment. Snow can cover the solar panels, which can prevent station batteries from recharging. Part of the communications network can also break down and prevent data from being passed on from a group of nearby operating stations. Some of the bigger outages include southern end of Kodiak Island and north of Yakutat. Berman wrote to North Pole Representative Tammy Wilson that it took 30 minutes to update state emergency officials after earthquakes. She writes that the national standard is 10 minutes. State seismologist Michael West says the Alaska Earthquake Center gets almost a third of its $2.5 million budget from the state, a third from the federal government, and a third from private corporations for specific projects like monitoring a hydroelectric dam or the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. West